Hello, I'm Don Davidson, Water of Life Ministries, Plano, Texas, back for the last second hour. It's going to be 50 minutes long. We want to get right into this because we've got a lot to cover, a lot to say. It's very important to all of you. It's been years since I taught this chapter, but this chapter was revealed to me in the 70s when I was in Argyle, Texas, which is about 50 miles west of here, maybe not quite that far. Anyway, Denton County. And I will tell you something. I was in great trouble. God led me out there to that area in Argyle. Lived on 6.5 acres, and it was a real blessing because there's where God really showed me what Deuteronomy 8 says. Proved me, humbled me, showed me what was in my heart, and showed me whether I would keep His words. But I pray now, for every person that has ears to hear, that God open their ears to hear what the Spirit of God is about to teach you. Not me, the Father, through the Spirit, teaching you things that will change your life. It's been taught by me several times, but somehow, I think today will be a big change in your life. Kathy, would you start reading? This chapter is really a prayer of Jesus, where He prayed. Let's go.
Verse 1, these words spake Jesus, and lifted up His eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify Thy Son, that Thy Son also may glorify Thee.
Just a minute. Jesus is getting ready to go to the cross. He's getting ready to die, be buried, go to hell, be raised the third day, raised up and seated to right hand of the Father in heavenly places, far above principalities, powers, and might, and so forth. All right, let's go.
2, as Thou hast given Him power over all flesh, that He should give eternal life to as many as Thou hast given Him.
Father gave Jesus power over all flesh and the ability to give everybody eternal life. Go ahead.
And this is life eternal, that they may know, that they might know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent.
Go ahead.
I have glorified Thee on the earth. I have finished the work which Thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify Thou me with Thy own self, with the glory which I had with Thee before the world was. I have manifested Thy name unto the men which Thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and Thou gavest them me, and they have kept Thy word.
Whoa. These men were God's. He gave them to Jesus, and they kept His words. Understand, religion is so nutty. But God had a plan for every person's life. And that plan, He will fulfill. You can't miss the will of God. You cannot miss it. I wish somebody had told me that, but I never met anybody that knew that. They were all so religious. But, my friend, you cannot miss God. Don't forget that. Would you go on?
7. Now they have known that all things whatsoever Thou hast given me are of Thee. For I have given unto them the words which Thou gavest me, and they have received them.
Wait a minute. Jesus said, I've given them the word that the Father gave Him. And they received it. And they kept it. They didn't have a choice. God wouldn't let them have a choice. Oh, glory. This free will, that what would we call free will something? You know, we had a will to do what we want. Oh, no, folks. No. No, that's the devil's lie. When Jesus becomes Lord of you, your will be changed to His will, and you're not going to like it. I'm glad I can tell you the truth. You're going to hate it. But Hebrews 12, you receive correction and you have eternal life. You reject correction and you'll be cut out. Simple. Don't think heaven is going to be full of a bunch of mouthy rebels. Not going to be. All right?
And eight. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them. And they have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me.
They have what?
They have believed that thou didst send me.
They have believed. The people that were with Jesus, that he gave the Father's words to, believed that the Father sent him. Okay.
9. I pray for them. I pray not for the world.
Listen to this. I pray for them. I pray not for the world. Go ahead.
But for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine.
Them. Pray for them. He did not pray for the world. They belong to God. He gave them to Jesus. Now, humble yourself now, because Jesus prayed. And I will tell you, that's the only way I would have ever gotten out of Argyle if Jesus hadn't have prayed for me and he prayed for you as well. Now, if you've been told this, I don't know how many of you remember it, but thank God you will. You know why a lot of things have happened in your life that you didn't deserve? Because God made you for the job, chose you, ordained you, and Jesus prayed for you. Oh, was I happy in Argyle. I was being bombarded by all kinds of fools trying to tell me I needed supervision, and I had it, and it was Jesus. And one day, I was beside myself, and I got a revelation that Jesus prayed for me. And I said, then, this is a new hour, a new day. We are coming out of this pit, because that man's prayers were always answered.